Speaking of video games, an attorney recently who has been very outspoken against violent video games, his name is Jack Thompson. He has proposed to give $10,000 to the favorite charity of Paul Eibler, who's the chairman of Take-Two Interactive, if any video game company will create, manufacture, and distribute and sell a video game in 2006 based on the scenario he created. Now, this is the best part. He is very much opposed to violent video games. And he gives examples of, say, you know, Grand Theft Auto, where there's violence against prostitutes, or maybe violence against cops, or basically violence against anybody you come up against in the game. He has created a game that has violence against video game makers. He wants a video game maker to create a game where the violence is directed at the video game producer. How about that?
How about that, Brad?
Well, first of all, let me just say that...
here it comes. Beer me.
Yeah. Jack Thompson is an idiot.
Okay.
Where do we even begin on his idiocy? And remember, I can't say anything about his mental condition because that's libel.
That's
so
true.
I'll stick to purely calling him an idiot several times.
We start 18 years ago. He's been involved in the efforts to stop the marketing of adult entertainment to minors for the past 18 years.
I'm sure he makes quite a good living on it.
Undoubtedly.
Trying to play, oh, I'm a champion of blah, blah, blah. I'm sure, you know, right up there with the, you know, I guess forcing doctors to perform C-sections business was too tight, and this seemed like a open ground. I have nothing but loathing for this guy. First of all, $10,000. What a joke. I mean, $10,000 doesn't even pay for a license of anything.
But he's not offering it to the video game company. He's saying that he'll pay $10,000 to the favorite charity of the chairman of Take-Two Interactive.
Right, so it's tax deductible, in other words. Well, you know, I mean, $10,000 is such a token amount. It's like, okay, well, we'll spend $2 million, man, on a game. And $10,000, well, you're a real hero.
Yeah.
You know, because let's say some holier-than-thou game developer goes ahead and makes this, and it costs him $1 million to make the game. This guy's going to get all the credit for it for his pathetic $10,000 thing. It's like, given the amount of money this guy has no doubt hustled already, he's probably made a lot more than that. I have no
idea.
Probably,
yeah.
So let's go there. Secondly, the incidents, okay, there have been incidents where someone who was, you know, way into Grand Theft Auto Vice City or whatever, you know, then goes out and beats someone to death. I mean, in a population of 200 and some odd million people, I think we're over 300 million just in the United States, you're always going to have some idiot, you know, crazy person who goes out and does something like this. And you can always blame it on whatever you like.
Maybe society.
TV, society, whatever.
Your mom didn't love you enough.
It was rock music in the 80s. That was the big one, you know.
Right. Why don't we do rates of violent crime over the decades and such? Or I mean, get some real scientific studies on rates of violent crime versus on people who play video games all the time versus people who don't play at all. I mean, I don't. You're talking to someone who doesn't make violent video games,
right?
But I mean,
now wait a minute.
What?
Galactic civilizations?
It's all abstract. When you're wiping out those billions of people, you don't see them dying or anything. They're not violent in that sense.
It's implied.
You commit xenocide in galactic civilizations. And then there's the political machine.
Yeah, but what kid's going to go out and blow up an entire planet?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's really no violence depicted on screen. But I'm just...
Yeah.
I tell you, I mean, the very idea that, I mean, going around and trying to kill game designers, I don't, as a simulated thing, it strikes me as those people who go and bomb abortion clinics.
Mm-hmm.
But except that this is even more detached. I mean, if you happen to be pro-life, then you do see abortion doctors as committing literal murder every day, whereas this is like so detached. Let's see, I'm a game designer and I made a game in which someone could, if they want to, commit very violent crime because the game is very realistic. Because, I mean, Grand Theft Auto allows you to do all kinds of things. You do not have to go and murder people if you don't want. It's simply a very open-ended game. You know, whose fault is that, then, at that point, that people want to fantasize about violence in their games?
Well, I think the bigger problem is not even so much the committing of violence in the games. It's the people who actually translate that violence into real life. And I would postulate at this point that people who do that have other problems. It wasn't just the video game that made them feel it was necessary to do that. Of course, that's just my opinion. I'm not a psychologist.
It reminds me of back in the late 80s when, or even the 70s and the 80s, you would hear occasionally, once every year or two or whatever, that some kid was playing D&D in his parents' basement for, you know, days and days and days and days and days, and then decided to go out and be his character, or he got all swept up in it and died, you know, for whatever reason, you know, got killed or killed himself or whatever, you know, thought he was indestructible, mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm, you know, and they would blame it on, you know, tabletop role-playing.
Right.
And now that's just kind of gone over into the video game arena. Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's the same thing with movies, too.
Well, what about all the people over the years who used to say, the devil made me do it? Well, you know, maybe if we got rid of the Bible, where people are, you know, reading about this devil person, we would
Brad,
you know, decrease...
No, Brad, you have it all wrong. It's not getting rid of the Bible. It's getting rid of the devil. That's what we need to go after evil at its source.
I see. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, where I mean, start? It's just... I don't know. Maybe I'm just too cynical, but this sounds so self-serving, in my opinion. And... the idea that someone going out and murdering game designers is, I mean, that's pretty personal.
Yes, it
to
is.
To you.
But...
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
hey,
that's
there's
exactly...
me. There's the Brad Wardell character. Ooh, hey, I don't look like that.
Well, that's exactly what Jack Thompson's trying to do here, because in one of these games, you decapitate and piss on the brainstems of decapitated cops. So he's turning the tables from the police officers to the game developers. You see what I mean?
So he's saying, you know, in one scenario in his game...
He's throwing it back in your face is what he's doing as a
game
developer.
Yeah, but yeah, violence. Yes. Yeah, that's kind of violence in movies. I mean, do parents not have any sort of responsibility anymore? I mean,
apparently
if your kid is
not
watching and doing this stuff all day long, I mean, how is that the game designer's fault?
Well, I think more insidious, actually, than any of this, than this guy offering this charity money or even... game developers or anybody advocating violence, whether they actually do or not. I think more insidious is the idea that when I do something wrong, it must be somebody else's fault. It's not like I don't know that killing people is wrong. I know it is. There's no doubt in my mind. So why is it that I shouldn't have to take responsibility for my actions if I go out and kill somebody?
Well, in his interview with over at IGN, he says, I've been getting some encouragement and some very specific help from some appreciated sectors, too, which I'm not at liberty to tell you. But the video game industry will be a bit unnerved by that eventually. And, like, I don't think so. I'm not unnerved at all. I may feel contempt or just be flabbergasted that at this sort of, you know, holier-than-thou attitude from a lawyer. But... I mean, you know, you want. I mean, let's see. I'm gonna go out on a limb, Kristen. Here,
okay.
If I were to make a game about going out and whacking lawyers, or make a game about whacking game designers, which do you think would sell better? Who's more unpopular, trial lawyers or game designers? We should take a poll because I bet it would be really close.
Yeah.
Paul Eibler, give us a call.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think. I think we should have a little poll on our forums.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We should
have a poll up there.
You know,
and say,
what would you rather have? Would you rather have a game about killing lawyers or killing game designers?
Right. Because if you successfully did the latter, you wouldn't have to have a game about the former.
Right.
I guess order would be important. You have to get the one about killing the lawyers out first.
Yeah,
then...
really. It's a race now,
but
Brad.
But in terms of the hypocrisy, I wonder how this guy would feel if someone did make a game about killing trial lawyers. Would he be all up in arms then? Or is only his free speech rights okay to have? I mean, is this guy going to go around and... I mean, I try not to pay too much attention to his website. And feel free, I don't mind. It's stopkill.com.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that holier-than-thou attitude from a trial lawyer just amazes me.
Right.
You know, I'm willing to bet that there's going to wind up being some snotty, lame-ass lawyer character in a game, not named Jack Thompson, perhaps Tom Jackson.
Yes.
You know, and then you get to run him over with a car and then blow him up with a tank and then cut his head off with a machete and then piss on his corpse. Just
yes.
Like in Postal, too. Just the way he likes it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I will say, though, Brad, it's not about just killing game developers. His whole thing is violence in video games that he thinks is very wrong. and he thinks it contributes to the violence in our society.
Then there should be very easy to link that. I mean, when they were trying to prove that smoking was, you know, bad for your health, it didn't take too many in-depth studies to figure that out, right? Mm-hmm. Given the prevalence of violent video games today, the numbers being sold, it should not be, if there was really a connection between the two, it would be very easy to demonstrate that. How many copies did Grand Theft Auto sell? And then compare that to the number of violent crimes committed by those people. How hard is that to prove? If it's up from the norm or not? And I don't see anything on his site that even remotely gives any sort of indication that there's a greater than average likelihood of those users becoming violent criminals.
Now I'm going to have to go check out his site, because it does seem pretty ridiculous that he wouldn't have those statistics on there.
We want numbers.
And I want to say, just as a, so because, you know, we're bashing a lawyer here, God knows, but they could be on there and I'm missing them, in which case he needs to enhance his, his communication on his website. But, I mean, if there was, I mean, you've sold, I think, 10 million copies, 20 million copies of Grand Theft Auto at this point of the series. If it was having any sort of impact, there would have been, you know, the number of people going out and doing, like, the particular example he gives, it wouldn't be one guy out of 10, 20 million. You'd have thousands and thousands of people doing this sort of thing.
Or at the least hundreds, even as a low number, according to that number of sales.
Right. There would be no difficulty finding people doing that kind of thing.
Yep. You're always going to have one or two oddballs that go, I killed him because I played it in a game.
Right.
You know, and bring in the lawyers. There you go.
Yeah.
It's not hundreds. It's not thousands. It's a select handful.
Well, that's the reason why, he cites the example of some kids who've gone out and committed crimes after playing, you know, video games for a long time. The reason why these kids have made the news is because it's news. Right? It doesn't happen all the time. If it happened all the time, it wouldn't be on the news.
Right. They don't do nearly as much on the crap that happens as a result of chat rooms. Where's this guy going after chat rooms? We need to close down the AOL's chat rooms because too many people are bad things are happening as a result. I mean, it used to make news when you hear about, you know, people meeting up on because of chat rooms and one of the persons some sort of pervert or whatever. But it happens often enough now that it doesn't even make the news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Sadly.
Yeah, it's too mainstream.
Right.
Here's, if you're a child, do not meet strangers off of chat rooms.
Yep. Right.
Well, what commercial is it says 1 in 5 children will be solicited online this year?
Oh, God,
it's
I don't know.
For some product or something, some organization or some such.
I find that unlikely, but
I do too.
But I believe it's a pretty big number still. I mean, 1 in 5 is just massive, but I wouldn't be surprised if some small percent, but still a large absolute number of people, of children, do run into that kind of stuff.
Right.
I mean, there's much bigger fish to fry out there. I mean, you know, my son, who's 8 years old, I mean, he's already getting spam of the most vile kind.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he's not, I don't even know how they got his email address, but he's gotten it. And, you know, I'd be much more concerned if this guy has that kind of energy, go after that kind of thing if you want to protect children. To me, this just strikes of, you know, here's some guys with money. I'm going to go and find ways to make a name for myself. And then if someone sues, I'll be their lawyer and I'll get rich.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe I don't want to say that's
cause,
what he's doing, but that's what it comes across to me.
It's definitely
opinion.
His pet cause.
Right.
There's no doubt.
That is true. And I do want to be fair to him to the extent that we are able. He is not proposing that, you know, $10,000 is going to pay for the video game or anything like that. He's going to give it to a charity, if in fact somebody makes the game. He's also not proposing that this particular violent video game, in truth, he's not really proposing that the video game get made at all. What he's saying is, how does it feel? How would you feel as a video game maker to have somebody make this video game where you're targeted? And however you would feel about that, that's how cops feel when they have video games that, you know, essentially target them. Because apparently there are some out there. I'm not a video game person, so maybe you have more knowledge of these than
and
I do, Brad.
And you know, the market, I think there's one. I think it's Polestar or something like that he's probably referring to, which, I mean, is loathed in the game industry by game designers. And that's the thing. He's talk about stereotyping. I mean, we're talking, how many games get released a year? I think I remember the old figure was like 1,500 significant games are released each year. And you get one Postal 2. Which nobody, you know, no one in the game industry is particularly fond of. And now we're all a bunch of bad guys. I mean, You know, I know Grand Theft Auto is also pretty violent as well, but I mean, that would be, if he wants to use that argument, then we could say, we could justifiably say, well, you know, there were some bad cops in L.A. or New Orleans or whatever, and therefore the cops have it coming, which is, of course, nonsense. The, you know, police officers are on our side. They're the good guys. And I don't think anyone has any doubt, but he's out there demonizing the entire, you know, game development community because of, you know, what is literally a handful of violent games.
You make good points, Brad, and I don't disagree with you. I do think that, you know, when a video game developer makes a video game, it's probably wise of them to consider what it is they're putting out there. I am not one of those people that believes that movies are just entertainment and TV is just entertainment and video games are just entertainment. Those things are all entertainment, but they have another effect on our society, and it's important, I think, for us to consider what that effect is before making whatever it is that we're making.
Well, as a game designer, I'm even more frustrated with the parent aspect on this, because on TV, it's harder to keep control. I mean, it's a little bit difficult to keep control of what your kids are watching. You know, the TV's right there. Sure, you can put some parental controls, but it's still somewhat difficult. What exactly is the excuse for a kid being able to get a hold of a Postal 2 or a Grand Theft Auto? I mean, come on. They had to get, you know, unless they're wearing it, which in case, you know, felony is being committed in your household, then, I mean, how did the kid get it in the first place? I mean, what kind of parent goes and buys Grand Theft Auto for their 14-year-old kid?
Right.
I just don't know. I'm sure some out there do. Maybe they just don't check the ratings.
I think a lot of parents are really out of touch with the whole thing because it's not their generation, you know.
And that's fine. I'm just saying it's certainly not the game designer's fault that some parents are buying these violent games. I mean, I think I'm actually happen to be take the view that if parents want to buy their kid Grand Theft Auto or Postal 2, fine, let them. But don't come yelling at the game designer for having made the game. I mean, if they're clearly marked as adults only, I mean, there's some pretty heinous movies out there, too. But you know what? They're rated, you know, NC-17 or whatever,
well,
and kids aren't supposed to see them.
The movie rating system has been around forever and ever, and the parents are attuned to that already. They know, you know, if it's NC-17, you know, their kid's definitely not getting into it. If it's R, if it's PG-13... you know, it's a give or take kind of thing. They'll be the judge. But a lot of parents don't realize that there are also TV show ratings, because anything on TV, be it primetime, late night, or whatever, is still on, you know, quote-unquote public television over the air, and therefore should be suitable for anybody of any age, right?
Yeah, but the difference is
because
that
it's
on
not cable.
But
so
on a game, the rating is on the box.
Right.
I mean, you can see it's requirement now to get on the shelves. It's in a big old area. I mean, and game developers have to, I can tell you from firsthand experience, game developers have to go through some considerable trouble to go through that ratings process. And then on the box, it'll say something like mature, and it'll say blood and gore, intense violence, strong language, 17 or older. And, I mean, it's apparent.
Hey, Kristen,
parents can't read that?
Real quick.
Yeah.
Aside from rated M for mature, give me three other software ratings.
Yeah, I don't see the point of what's that have to do with anything?
My point is the parents don't understand the rating system for software, or maybe even that there is one. You know, movies, okay, that's been beat into our heads for tens of years.
No, it's not
the
same.
With TV and video games, they just don't realize, you know, it's a video game.
Derek,
it used to be for kids.
That's an apples and oranges comparison, because in this case, it doesn't matter whether you know what the ratings are by memory. You pick up the box and it says in big letters on the front, this is for mature audiences only. I mean, what more do you
what
want?
What I'm saying is parents are out of touch in the way that they don't even know that there is a rating system per se.
No, but they don't have to know there's a rating system. On the front of the box is a, you know, big old thing. I mean, are they not reading the box? They had to read the price tag, which is
really
that's
smaller
probably
than this.
It's probably all they read.
Yeah, I'm thinking,
well,
in fact, they're not reading
designer.
The boxes.
Right, well, that's certainly not the game designer's fault. I mean, that's like someone saying, I didn't know smoking was bad because the giant label on the box, I didn't bother to read it because I only looked at the price tag.
That's the whole point. Parents just aren't paying enough attention, or they're not informed enough.
Right,
but
so
they still should keep an eye on what their kids are doing, whether it is TV or movies or video games or music or whatever. You know, if you don't feel it's appropriate for your kid, don't let them do it.
Right, and this is, again, this is a case where they're going to the store and picking up the game. I think stores need to be cracking down on people who are buying M or adult games that are, they shouldn't let some kid walk in with, some 15-year-old walk out and buy Grand Theft Auto. I think the stores have some responsibility to enforce the rules as well. But, I mean, the game designers are so divorced from this sort of thing that, the game designers making, if I'm making a game that's designed for adults, and I've gone through the process to do that, how is the game designer the bad guy in this scenario? Why not make the game about the irresponsible parent or the one about the sleazy retailer who's letting, a 14-year-old walk out with Postal 2?
Right.
So, Brad, are you saying, because I bought a copy of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas with a hot coffee mod for your son for his birthday. Are you saying I should take that back?
I'm just saying that, he needs to learn that stuff somewhere. And like I said, I believe that parents should have the discretion on this sort of thing. Where I object to is that a guy like Jack Thompson putting the blame on the game designer because it's more politically correct to beat on some evil corporation than to put the blame where most obvious place, which is the dumbass parent who's here you go, son. I hear this one has the new grind the brain feature in.
I'm sure he's just trying to get attention.
Oh, absolutely.
And whether he gets it from the video game makers or whether he gets it from video game makers or parents or whoever, if people don't buy violent video games, people will eventually, game makers will eventually stop making them. It's the way the market works. So, I think he's just looking to get any attention anywhere he can.
Hey, Kristen.
Yes.
Video games come in three primary forms.
Yes.
Downloadable, CD, and what's the other?
How the hell should I know? I don't know, actually.
DVD.
That's...
Because if I don't do something drastic to jump in and segue to the next topic, none of us are ever going to get out alive.
I know.